The postcast, the Purple Project podcast, rolls on. Eddie Greer, your host for the PPBD edition of this podcast. I got that one. This Kansas State podcast, all things Kansas State athletics related. Home of K-State University right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Postcast part three, Paradise Jam for K-State Women's Basketball. And I had to do some digging here, slightly here, before I do this. I actually had to do a double take on one former K-Stater who was on Jeff Mitty's basketball team at one point. That person is Chrissy Carr, who at one point was here in Manhattan, of course, moved on, transferred to Syracuse, and then apparently transferred to Arkansas. In which K-State lost to Arkansas in the final night of the Paradise Jam by 69-53 there. And that is going to K-State's first loss for the women's team on the year there, as Chrissy Carr, former K-State, who started her basketball career right here in Manhattan, scorched her former teammates 18 points, which actually was a game high, 7-12 in the field, 3-8 from downtown there as well. I see, I told you I had to do a double take on that as well. So yeah, very stunned, to be honest with you, to see her name pop up on the Arkansas list there, because I was too locked in on the KU K-State game. Remember that though, these games were played literally at the same time there as well. So yeah, I had to do a double take on that. I'm like, oh my. So yeah, the Chrissy Carr revenge game, unfortunately for her teammates there, unfortunately there as well. Gabby Gregory was shut down in this game. And like I said, like I told you guys, 3-4 shooting from your quadruplets for this women's basketball team, it's going to be enough to win this game. And apparently, it was not enough. Leading the way there was Jalen Glenn, who had a stellar tournament. No means takes away a fantastic tournament from Gabby Gregory, who made a first team, that I had a note right there, who made the Paradise Jam Reek Division All-Tournament team, as she averaged almost 21 points for the tournament and over 5.5 rebounds. Talking about Gregory there as well. Yeah, Jalen Glenn led the way for the Cats in this one with 14 points. Serena Sundell chipped in with 13, 5-1. Yes, you're here. If you're hearing that, the siren is slightly going off as I am recording this. By recording this on this Monday afternoon, and Briley, Jalen's twin sister, 11 points on the night there, 3 rebounds, and no assists there as well. Yeah, Gabby Gregory shut down, only 20 minutes of action here. Her only 5 points in this game. Samasti, Sarah Samasti, no points, so you get nothing from her in 60 minutes of action. Gabby Gregory, G-squared, 20 minutes of action, 1 of 10 shooting from the field, 1 of 6 from downtown. That hurts. That hurts from your best, from your top shooter to this point, really, there as well. So you got to have Gabby out of those. Yes, you can't control the situation, but I'd rather have G-squared there, right there in the mix there to lead your team. But when you're, when she's averaging 20 there, yeah, you're missing, obviously, the deficit, losing deficit by 15 there as well. So that hurts. That hurts not having her shoot, because when she's on, she's definitely one of the best in the country, or she's proven that in the start of the season as well there. So the Chrissy Carr revenge game here. I'm going down the line. Excuse me here. Yeah, K-State saw a season worst 27% from the field and were held to 30% in all four quarters on Saturday night there. as well. And I probably know why now, because the fact that I'm looking at this, and yeah, Gabby Gregory left the game in the first half with an ankle injury, and of course sat out the fourth quarter. So that kind of answered my question there. That is not good. That is not good. Of course, she was dealing with injuries last year, and that is the worst thing can happen to this K-State women's basketball team. You don't have Ayoka Lee already, and I don't know her current status right now. Talking about Gabby Gregory, the outstanding sharpshooter for K-State. Moving forward, that if you don't have her on the floor, that is going to be, you're going to need everybody to step up there as well. So not good, not good. And that does not, that does not sound easy to say on this podcast. And for the coaching staff, Jeff Mini and the coaching staff, very uneasy. We'll just have to keep an eye on it. Well, I can't keep an eye on it. They have to keep an eye on it to see what the status is on that. But yeah, that answers the question there as well here. Jeff Mini, we'll start with the shooting struggles with him, with his team tonight or on Saturday night. Quote, I think Arkansas was really content on arriving at the arc. They just weren't really shot ready prior to that. I think there were some mental fatigue that we saw tonight. Playing 6 games in 9 days, it seemed like our footwork was late on those things. But, you know, we've got to be able to fight through that some. And we just didn't move the ball well enough to score differently. And we got to the free throw line some, but not enough to score differently. And we got to improve that area of our game, because there are going to be nights where we don't shoot it very well, like tonight, or I should say Saturday night. We've got to improve that. And then, of course, first, Gabby Gregory's injury from Coach Jeff. Quote, she turned it pretty good. And then obviously she hit 35 last night. She's got that swagger, and she tried to come back. She was able to come back, but it was just seemed to be getting progressively worse. I think we're going to be okay. We're fortunate that we got some time, but I think it was pretty significant anchor. Man, that is tough to read and listen to that. So we'll just have to see. Keep our eyes out on the next game, which they have some time now between now and Sunday against future Big 12 opponent Houston. So next time K-State will hit the basketball court. So you got a week to figure this out. Hopefully she can be okay, but if not, again, you're gonna have to find other scoring from somebody else, like an Emily Ebert, who had 8 on Saturday night as well. Sarah Samasi, she's gonna have to be big. If Gabby Gregory cannot go, no points ain't going to cut it. Houston's a good basketball program. We all know that. So, yeah, that's just not going to cut it. Samasti, we know, who put down 18 points against number 4 Iowa, who up down that huge upset a few weeks ago there. They're going to need that LSU transfer. If Gabby Gregory cannot be of services come Sunday, but it's a long way till now as I'm recording this, though. So at least that's probably the positive here, is you have a whole entire week to get her rested. But yikes, that's all I gotta say there. Jalen Glenn, Jeff May talks about her stellar play here real quick. The biggest thing I'm most pleased about with Jay is just the aggressiveness, and couldn't get her to take 10 shots a year ago, 8 shots a year ago, on a night where I felt like she could have been more aggressive. She still gets up 17 shots. It really does some good things. So she's really come along as a player, and I think she's on the right path, in quote, there as well. So K-State, not only you lose the game, but you lose a huge piece to your offense. And Gabby Gregory left multiple times in this game with an ankle injury there. And we'll just see what the status is like, because you, a couple weekends ago, you had Briley Glenn out, and then she came back the next game. So, from if that's what I read correctly tonight, significant. That does not sound good at all. But yeah, K-State Shooting Wolves took a huge hit there as well. So hopefully G-Squared can get the feeling better over the next week, and hopefully she'll be out there. But if not, against the likes of Ebert, Samatsti, Jalen Glenn continuing to step up there. Serena Sundell, they're going to need her services now to step up in that role as well. Well, she was already in that role, but it seems to me Jalen Glenn has taken a couple steps forward in her progresses this year. It's really nice to see after her shooting woes a year ago, really struggling, and now she's just more of a different type of player there as well. But for K-State, double trouble. You lose the game, last game of the Paradise Jam, and you lose your, at least for my money, to this point, your best shooter in Gabby Gregory. So we'll keep our eyes out on that. If I hear anything else, we will definitely let you know right here on our Purple Project podcast. And overall, K-State was basketball heading into this Sunday's matchup with Houston. If I pull it back up here, that's not going to cut it. Here it is. They are now 7-1 on the 2022-23 campaign. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Again, you're new to the show, welcome on board. Excuse me. Again, still the lasting effects of this stupid flu and sickness for like the last like 2.5 weeks or whatever it is now. But again, I'm sounding better, and yeah, there's that jest right there. Again, the Pro Project Podcast, your K-State fan, definitely, this is a podcast for you. All things K-State, every day, whether it's postcast, big news stories, like over the weekend with Susie Fritz, topics, all that jazz, and keep it locked. We'll have a lot more coverage leading up to K-State TCU, including our weekly edition, coming up with our special guests here, so you don't want to miss it. So definitely make sure you are subscribed to the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats. Eddie Greer, host of the True P Podcast. Talk to you guys on the next edition, Kansas State Women's Basketball, going in this upcoming Sunday's matchup back at home in Bramlage, 7-1.